Yeah. You're tuned in to the Morning X, the greatest thing in the morning since morning sex. So don't touch that dial, man, ignore the rest, cause Jason and Deb the best, eh? More or less. You see, Jason and Deb, they go together like bacon and eggs. They'll translate it for my British chicks, fish and chips. They kinda nuts, chewed up cashews, they misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Other shows are dull, I can't stand it. Like only getting half a butter and jam sandwich. Jason Dick, don't even need to touch that. Stop me if I'm going too far, just yell muskrat. Live on the Morning X, something you can't touch, man. Every other show out there just got butt slammed.
No. 7 Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Deb, yeah, right. But have no fear. I wanna see Second Jason. Son, Second Jason. Son, double hosting. Host, double hosting. Host. I will double host the program for the next, probably like 13 seconds or so. Former assistant host Nicholas Haja has made no efforts to get back into the double hosting game. Really disappointed in you, young man. Really disappointed. Maybe in your next life. Maybe.
It feels like a load off my shoulders, honestly.
I would imagine.
It's nice to just, you know, kind of waltz in here whenever I please. I don't have to be here on time.
Your face looks very relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And calm.
I took vacation for the first time in a decade. So.
Surrounded by apathy. This is my life. This is the way that it works. What's up, Deb? How you doing?
Oh, well, you know, the usual. Well, the usual hasn't been usual recently. So
what's the
I feel like I'm back to the usual.
When did we last have usual?
It's been a while, you're right, since usual.
I don't know when usual. Have we
Uge
ever had a usual?
Yeah, many times it's been usual.
When was usual?
I've used you.
I feel like the huge is unusual. It's always
maybe now.
No, I feel like it's
unusual.
Always been unusual. It's always been.
No, there's been huges.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You just don't ever pay attention to me.
If you say so, man.
I say so.
All right. We'll get to the impeachment news later, but much more importantly, topping all wiener career news.
Is this for like penis models out there?
Maybe worse. If I told you Oscar Mayer is hiring new Wienermobile drivers, is that something you'd be interested in?
No.
Nick, I don't know if you put this across my desk because you know I once was nearly a Wienermobile driver.
Were
I think
you?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I was not nearly a Wienermobile driver, but...
Liar.
Was that between when you were like a record executive and a knife salesman?
I was all of those things,
yeah,
but
I know.
It was after that.
Did I say that with like a doubt in my voice?
It was after that. No, I guess it was...
Your record executive job was about as prestigious as my job at the Carrot Factory.
isn't that one made up?
No.
Wait, you really worked at a Carrot Factory?
I told you this.
See, there's never been a huge. This has been unusual since day one.
I have told you about the Carrot Factory.
I don't remember anything about that. Is it a British Carrot Factory?
Of course.
Okay.
Do they even have carrot factories here? Probably not.
Carrots, DQA.
Yeah.
They're made in the ground,
they
right?
They are,
not
yeah.
Not in a factory.
But
you can't make carrots in a factory.
I'm going to ruin your life here. Baby tomatoes, baby carrots.
Yeah.
Not babies.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
I've just pulled the veil back. Your whole life has been a lie.
They're grown carrots?
They're grown carrots, and they tumble them in a thing.
They're just shaved down.
To whittle them down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it like the
lies.
It's like gymnasts? They just start feeding them coffee from an early age so that they don't grow above 4'10"?
No. It's like putting a human being into a tumbling machine and make them teeny.
Well, that doesn't seem to make
one.
Any sense.
Right.
It seems like a grown carrot would be worth more than a baby carrot. Why would you baby-ize your carrots?
Don't ask me, dude.
People like the...
People like babies
people
of
like
everything.
The
they
carrots?
Like the fields of all the worlds.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I
don't know
I worked.
About that.
It was one of those... I mean, we've talked about this before.
That's why I
because
like the
it
baby
was
carrots. I feel like I'm eating the cruelty of eating
one of those
a baby.
Jobs,
now,
I'm pretty sure
I'm
I went there and didn't come back after lunch.
Carrot?
Yeah.
Like I did like half a day and... It was supposed to be like a friend, I don't know, it was like a summer job or something. It was definitely like a temporary part-time thing. And a friend of mine, I think, had done it over the summer and made loads of money and was like, this is easy money. But I got there and it was so dull and also cold and wet. I don't even really remember my job much, but I remember it being, I had wellies on and it was cold. My hands were cold and
yeah.
wet. And there was something to do with a thing. Maybe I was throwing the giant carrots into the things to make them babies. I don't really remember what it was, but it was terrible, and I just never went back again.
So you worked a half a day at the carrot factory?
Yeah. Would you want a career at a carrot factory?
No, I don't blame you for walking out, but now I don't know if you're allowed to say I worked at a carrot factory. Nick, did you work at Lucky Lounge?
Yeah.
You.
I don't like to admit it, but yeah, it was also cold and wet.
Nick worked one day after Deb and I put our necks out, stuck our necks out for him.
Oh, jeez.
No, you worked one day. You worked the first day, and then your second day you called in with a made-up illness.
It was the next week. That's a different scenario.
You worked 2 days at Lucky Lounge, and then you called in
fake
sick.
It may have been one day, but it was two separate weekends, so it's not
the guy
the next day was turning around. I was like, I had a week.
You did not work it.
Whatever.
You did not. Did you make it out of training? Okay, you had not. You were still a drain on the business while you were being paid.
They had not told me how to properly throw somebody out of the bar yet, so yeah, training was not.
Shame.
All right. I've never been in the carrot world.
Are they too much sugar for your soda lifestyle?
After 6 months last year of just eating vegetables, I was like, man, I got to branch out. Look at them carrots. Maybe I'm a carrot guy. Let me try the carrots. And yeah, I baked up some carrots in the oven, baby carrots. Mm-hmm. Little did I know they were
carrots.
They were grown carrots that had just been demoralized down into baby size.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I ate them and they was good. And I was like, maybe I'm a carrot guy. And then that week, talking to the nutritionist, she saw carrots on my food log, and she's like, bad, bad, Jason. And I was like, am I being scolded for eating carrots? And yeah, what she said is correct. There's too much sugar.
Yeah, but
too much sugar in the carrots.
Now you're fine. Eat some carrots. Branch out.
Pass. What's the thing? Is it good for my eyes? That wasn't it?
That's
when we were kids. Yeah. You know, eat carrots. They help you see in the dark. But they've got beta carotene in them or something that is possibly good for that.
Wieners had plenty of those. And in 2004,
you have any carrots sitting on that tumble, that little thing, the wiener roaster,
the hot dog roller?
Yeah, yeah. Could you put carrots on?
I wonder,
that thing?
Could you make a good carrot if you put it on there?
I mean, it would cook it. I don't know if it'll be.
Those things just warm them.
Does anybody listening who works in proximity of a hot dog roller, throw some carrots on there today? I'm really interested, actually. Man, you could put a carrot in a hot dog bun. Oh, some mustard on top?
Yeah.
Carrot some chili? Cheese?
Chili carrots.
You know what
you
should do?
Is this a million dollar idea?
Listen, once upon a time,
is this my ticket out of here?
I sous vide some carrots.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Wow, is all I can say.
Good.
I never thought they would be that. And we did whole big ones, grown, like geriatric carrots. Okay. They were definitely receiving AARP notifications.
You
in
take
the
them straight out and eat them, or do you finish them on the
pan?
No,
take
or
them straight
like
out
that?
And eat them. I didn't even put anything else in there, but they came out so soft and amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Right,
sous vide a carrot, put that in a nice little bun with some ketchup and mustard.
Now some sous vide hot dogs. Now you're talking, buddy.
Oh, God.
No.
Ooh. Why would you even waste your time and
that's
money
French,
on
that's
that?
That's French cooking, Deb.
You put that hot dog in a microwave.
No.
Hang on. If baby carrots are just regular carrots whittled down, are those little tiny, like little smoky sausages, are those like just normal wieners just whittled down as
well?
Yeah,
they throw them in the carrot machine.
Jeez.
2004.
Lies, guys. Our whole life have been lies.
I guess maybe was it 2003? Because I had this job. I don't know. It's my senior year at UT, and I'm about to graduate, and I'm limping along in the part-time radio business.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, but I'm loaded with drive and ambition, guys. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm destined for greatness, and I will someday take over the world. I just don't know where to start. And so I go to the, was I solicited? I don't know. There was a career office in the College of Communications at UT. And I went and signed up for the newsletter. I was like, send me all the job offers. And this is in 2004. I don't know if it was different then or if I just hadn't understood the realities. I understand now. You kids graduate and then you move back in with your parents and you goof off for 3 years because having a degree doesn't mean anything. You don't.
Yeah.
But back then it was like, you get a degree, you're going to get a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You finish your 4 years of study. There's going to be a good ass job waiting for you at the end of the line. And I go sign up at the career office, and the first job that they email me, drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Wow. They saw right through that piece of paper, right into your soul.
I took the history of the American presidency twice.
You're a sausage guy.
Failed the first time.
You're a sausage guy. They could just tell it.
I spent 4 years and $100,000 of the government's money here.
You walked in there and had no sweat. They were like, this guy is bound to be driving sausages.
And you had to drive the Wienermobile around?
You already had Wiener experience on your resume. I mean,
maybe
your last name is Dick. I mean, that's...
So they didn't send it to everybody. They just pegged me as a Wiener guy.
They knew that you were the best man for the job.
That's the guy. Mm-hmm. It sounds as if the job has not changed any, because if you're hired as the 2021 Wienermobile driver, actually it says here new crop of Wienermobile drivers.
It can't just be one Wienermobile in the whole country.
That's the other thing too.
Like, you got to spread the sausage love out.
But when I declined to accept this position, I even thought then, I was like, well, you know, I will be the only Wienermobile guy in all of the United States, you know. you're telling me now that there's just Wienermobilers everywhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not... How many Wienermobiles could there be?
You know what it's like, Jason?
10?
It's like,
are there 10?
Well, it's got to be 8.
It's like when the kids say to the mom, Mama, why is Santa Claus in the mall? I thought he was in the North Pole. They're his helpers.
I'm not the real Wienermobile guy. I just work for him.
The helpers.
Here's the question. Is how long until there's a self-driving Wiener? Like, get on this, Elon Musk.
Listen, I've seen them have a mind of their own.
Wieners?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Also, according to the Wienermobile Wikipedia page, there are 6 Wienermobiles operating throughout the United States.
Just 6?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I thought there was one.
if you're the driver, you're
how naive, Jason. Which did you believe more, that there was one Wiener driver or that baby carrots were babies?
I believe both of them.
Man, you're a naive.
All of these things
was high, but I thought at least 3.
I don't want to open my eyes to the
reality
of the world.
Live in a world like this.
Well, I guess the allure, the way they're trying to sell you on driving the Wienermobile is like, you're going to see the United States. You're going to see the whole country. You're going to drive that Wiener coast to coast. Now,
sounds
if there's
terrible.
There's 6 Wieners, like, I probably would have been the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana Wiener mobile driver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to go to those states.
Just a regional Wiener mobile driver.
I'm going to take my Wiener up to Wyoming.
No.
All right?
They don't need you up there.
They got a whole Pacific Northwest Wiener mobile guy up there. God, this is such. I might never eat a hot dog again.
Also, the driver is called the hot dogger.
Hot dogger?
Yeah. That sounds like a sexual maneuver.
And your job is to meet and greet people around the country. M-E-A-T.
They say you spend a year driving around the 27-foot-long Wienermobile. You'll go to 200 different events. You'll be a brand ambassador for Oscar Mayer Wieners. Mm-hmm. They ask that you have a degree or experience in marketing, that you're outgoing, friendly, and have a valid driver's license. I had the
Seems like the only
the
thing that's actually
license.
Needed in that
I
job.
I didn't have the other things there.
Have you guys ever seen it?
Yeah.
Not in real life.
It was at South by Southwest a couple of times, maybe, and I looked
that
at
makes
it.
Sense.
I looked at it 10 years later, and I was like,
could have been me.
Could have been my future. I could have been in Wieners.
Was it you or Dwayne? Because I imagine Dwayne sees that thing.
Like, I just take like, a big bite out of it.
Yeah.
You know, when you told me, what is the driver's called, a hot dogger?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want it to work like middle school band did, where at any point in middle school band, you could challenge someone who had a higher chair than you.
Uh-huh.
And if you could outplay them, you got their chair.
Oh, right.
I want to find one of these hot doggers and have a wiener eat off. And when I beat them, I take their job.
You think that that's part of it?
I'm the hot dogger now.
That's it.
I will immediately give them their job back. I was like, I don't want to drive your stupid
Wienermobile.
Just
wanted to eat 25 hot dogs.
But I just want you to know. I want you to know I own you now, okay? Well, I could have this job anytime I want it.
Apparently, each Wienermobile carries 2 hot doggers. So there's 12 hot doggers total at any given time. So you'd be a 2-on-1 situation.
Man, how many pulled over on the side of the road Wienermobile bones is going on if you're driving 2 hot doggers around in there?
What?
You just get out on the open road, the 2 people, you're hooking up on the road is what I'm saying.
This is Brokeback Wiener?
Well,
why are you presuming that they're going to hook up? It could just be 2 people who are completely not interested
in
each
other. Why is Nick here, Deb? To keep you from jumping my bones, okay? Leave 2 people alone in a work environment long
enough.
Doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who they are, sexuality, gender.
Had, kids. Yeah.
Yes.
That's always having to just...
Oh, I know, right? Yank me back.
Yeah.
No,
keep me off him.
No salary information listed, but really, 7 years ago on Glassdoor, it was reported the pay was $30,000 a year. So
that's a good first job out of college.
Maybe it's inched up a little bit after that. But yeah, if you're going to drive a wiener around, you do it for the love of the game.
They've got to give you a per diem too, right? And set you up in a
per
in
diem.
A hotel.
I mean, yeah, you get like 5 hot dogs per day.
Do you have a little hot dog cooker back there? What's in the wienermobile?
I don't know.
Is it made of sausage?
It's 27 feet long. What is going on?
Oh, you
in
know
there?
What? Maybe those wiener hot dogger people have to sleep in it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a hot dog bed back there somewhere. Probably. If you're interested in driving the Wienermobile, apply on the Kraft Heinz website. Deadline's the 31st to get your name in there.
Sounds like a great start to your next part of your life, kids.
Maybe I'll go apply just to see if they'll give it to me.
That's ridiculous.
What's wrong with that?
All right, do it. Go on. Nick, you apply too and see who gets it first.
This is twice. We get matched up and we're driving together. Right. And he never wants to drive.
He always wants to just have sex with you.
He's in the back. I have to fight him off.
I call top.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason and the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
$50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts could be yours coming up in just a moment. We'll have another Amazon Echo Dot for you later on this morning. Sports brought to you by Pants. And now, a 1 to 2 days late, NFL players say the darndest things. Deb, you know about Chad Johnson, right?
Remind me.
Chad Johnson. Chad Ochocinco.
Oh, that guy.
He was one of the best receivers in the NFL for a stretch there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say he's number two behind Terrell Owens when it came to touchdown, end zone celebration, antics and the like. But he was up there. He's a flashy type of guy.
I mean, yeah. He changed his name legally to 8'6".
8'5".
Oh, yeah. Sorry. 8'5". I knew it wasn't 80. Five.
You know, I wouldn't put it past Chad Ochocinco to not really have the mastery of two languages and just be wearing number 85 and change his name to Ocho Sace and then be like, what? Hey, what? That's 86? Oh, I got to go, guys. I got to go back to the
government office.
Where do you change your name? At the driver's license
Social
office?
Social Security office? I don't know.
Somewhere around there. Played 11 years in the NFL, and I guess you could say was largely healthy, avoided injury for most of the time that he was in the NFL. He says it's because of diet. You hear this all the time now, that players are paying more attention to their diet.
TB12.
Some guys, are spending like $50,000, $100,000 on a personal chef just to prepare all their meals.
Nice. So if I had the money, I'd love that.
Yeah, so that they can be in tip-top shape. Ochocinco had a slightly different approach. He would just eat at McDonald's every meal.
Every meal.
He says McDonald's was the key to him staying healthy.
No, you're just a genetic monster anomaly beast.
He's I think has a McDonald's reputation. Was it Steve Ranazzisi who was in here? Now, Steve Ranazzisi, known liar.
Mm-hmm.
He was
just
telling
that
us.
One time, but it was a big
it was pretty,
lie.
Pretty big one. Google it if you don't know about Steve and his lies. Steve Ranazzisi from the league. Which one is he? Kevin?
Yeah.
Tall guy.
Yeah.
But he was telling us about the episode they filmed with Ochocinco. They were in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, he said Chad Johnson just walks onto the set in the middle of a casino carrying McDonald's. He just brought his own McDonald's to the set. Apparently he's been a fan for a while. And in a new video with former players Fred Taylor and Brandon Marshall, he is singing the praises of McDonald's.
What I eat is going to make me catch better, get the open,
it's not about
touchdowns.
It's not about that.
It's not about that.
You been hurt? How many times you got hurt?
You know what? Never.
How many times you been hurt?
Never.
Brandon.
Never.
Well, I don't want to be in that conversation.
Never. Dad been
this
hurt.
Show, lots would, of loud noises.
You would hate this show.
Is it a show? Yeah. Where was this from?
I would love to watch a show, but our television isn't working again. Can I get some tech support?
I don't know whether to tell you this or not, but I conversated with management yesterday. And I was like, Deb can't focus anymore. All right, we're in the middle of some segment.
You did this?
Yeah. All of a sudden.
I need to check on Dave's shelves. This is for the community.
And so, I was like,
is Tierra fine today?
Can you make it look like the cable doesn't work? And they're like, yeah, we got it. No problem. So.
Wow.
Sorry, it's for the good of the show.
It's not.
You're going to eventually thank me for this.
No, I'm just going to stare at it now. blank screen.
What if that was the only thing like holding her like even remotely close to paying attention to the show? Like now she's gonna wild out because she's alone with her thoughts.
Bored in a house over here.
Right, just her. Now she's gonna be squirrel distracted by her hallucinations.
It's like when you need Adderall, like it helps you focus. You know.
Okay.
This is the I Am Athlete. It's technically a podcast, but they film it. It's up on YouTube.
Oh. Sounds awful.
And yeah, it's just like four or five just former NFL players just talking smack.
Is anybody watching their podcast? I've noticed this is now a thing in all of the many of the shows that I listen to. I guess it's because now everybody's doing them on Zoom, and so it's easy just to record the video and post it later. I guess some of them are also doing it live. You could watch it as they're recording live on YouTube, but they're referencing all the time visual things, and I'm like, hey man, I'm listening to the show. Stop.
Use your imagination.
Jason, I paint pictures for people.
Oh, right. That's why.
I'm not going to be able to do that today, am I?
In the middle of a segment.
I painted a picture yesterday about your close call. That was just
you guys masterpiece. You guys asked.
Speaking of how the body works, here's Chad Johnson explaining the science behind it.
You know why?
Why?
Because I ate McDonald's and I built a callus in my body.
I can't have this conversation.
Look at
I'm done.
You eat McDonald's.
Yeah, callus in your body.
To build up, to toughen up your body.
I think this.
And then you can't be
you
injured.
You had this argument about eating trash food for the longest time.
What's that?
That there was nothing wrong with all the trash food you were eating.
It was strengthening your body.
Yeah, strengthening you.
I feel like you guys who are pussyfooting around with your immune system, washing your hands all the time.
Oh, Jesus, Jason. Yeah. Don't be one of those.
Listen, wash your hands now because we got a pandemic to defeat. But as soon as we nip that coronavirus in the butt...
No, people are going to be on the hand-washing train.
You know what? Yeah, I will admit, you guys got me, okay?
Good, you're a filthy, disgusting person.
I'm a full-on hand sanitizer guy now. Not because I like being clean or sanitary. I just love the smell of the alcohol and the hand sanitizer. I just like to... Lather my hands up and then...
What if they had McDonald's scented hand sanitizer?
He would have no fingers.
It wouldn't be bad, but I mean, I prefer the alcohol one. That one's really top notch, man.
I can't wait for the vaccine and this to be over thing. Is you want to go back to not washing your hands?
It's in the top 10. It's in the top 10 of things.
So disgusting.
I want your top 10 list.
Well, I know we've been over this, but I mean, of course, we're still supposed to be washing our hands, right?
Yes.
But March, April, May, it was just nonstop. Wash your hands for 30 seconds, sing happy birthday
because
to yourself.
Because they weren't completely sure if it was transmissible via touch as much.
Right.
But now we figured out it's basically airborne.
Through the air.
So
we can go back to not washing our hands right now.
But we don't know how long it can live on certain surfaces. And so that's another thing is like, let's just be particularly safe.
What have we been doing all this time?
Well, it's like the question, can you get it more than once? Some people are saying yes and some people are saying
ask
no.
Ask the NBA, you can get it more than once. But what about the touching your face? Are we allowed to go back to touching your face?
No, you're still not supposed to be doing
that. I just rubbed my eyeball as I did that.
Oh, you got corona in it now.
Yeah, if you touch your face, it could get up by your mouth or nose, and then you get it in you. So you still want to avoid that.
But that's only if it's on my hand.
Yeah.
And Deb just said it's in the air, man.
Breeze on your hand.
It's in the air.
Yeah, you can have a spittle particle in the air. I could spittle particle from here to you.
Oh, yeah?
Or just spit.
Please don't spittle particle me from... when is it? This is Chad Johnson. This is an old school clip from when he was on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And I believe explaining his diet then.
You know, I feel good out here every day, and I have what some would call the worst diet in the world.
Man, I have hotcakes with sausage, two sausage egg McMuffins, and a large orange juice.
Eat what you want to eat, and you work out the way you're supposed to. It's not going to bother you. They always talk about the movie Super Size Me. Man, please. It's a freaking movie. It's not realistic. Child, please, is what that gets.
Child, please.
It's a documentary. It's not a...
There's plenty of documentaries out there. You know what, Chad Johnson? I feel you. I once had an anti-supersize me take as well. Nobody ever took me up on it. I doubt I could do it now. My body is old and dilapidated. You remember I had a thing, a challenge. I will eat McDonald's. I will eat nothing but McDonald's
for a month. That's right. You wanted
someone to bankroll it. And I will lose 5 pounds in that month. But somebody's got to pay for all the McDonald's. You know what?
Hang on.
Hey, Nick.
$10,000
minus
one
month worth of McDonald's.
I was just going to say, I've made some financial strides. A month's worth of McDonald's isn't going to cost me as much as, proportionally as it once was. Maybe I'll put this experiment on myself.
Tell you what, you throw in some AirPod Pros, we have a deal. I got have an Accord.
Return, buddy. Return. Chad Johnson says, quote, "Just live, man. All this science is what's killing everybody."
Really? That sounds like a smart quote.
Go! We have $50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts. 512-835-1015 is the number. Speaking of smart things, Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Beat me, and you're going to get $50 to spend at Kalahari. 512-835-1015. Call us now. Good luck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Win an Amazon Echo Dot later on in the program. We have another Kalahari $50 gift card, though, for you right now. 512-835-1015. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Ben.
Hello.
What's up, Ben? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, my guy.
Sounds good.
You've claimed him as your guy already, have you?
He's my guy.
All right, Ben. Do you want to be my guy or his guy, Ben?
I'll be your guy today.
All right. That is my guy. You just told me. Jason, get out. All right. Thanks, Ben. You made the right choice. He was leaving anyway, but it's nice to tell someone to get out when they're walking out the door. Ben,
time he listens.
That's right. Sometimes I would not be surprised if you just walked back in again to be obtuse. Number one topic, where that celebrity name comes from, cities, nicknames, and portmanteaus.
Portmanteaus, I think? I don't know. It's when you combine words to form one word. It's like frenemy, friend, enemy, frenemy.
I'll go with the second one, I think.
All right, city nicknames. All right, number one. Which city's nickname is the Big Apple? No, wait, I'm lying. I just missed the first four letters of the second word there. The Big Pineapple. The Big Pineapple. I didn't know this.
I've never heard of this before.
Me neither.
It sounds tropical, though. So, Honolulu, maybe?
Honolulu is correct. Yeah. You know what, Ben? You know what they call that, Ben? That was brains plus science, because you didn't know the answer. You had no clue, but you used this little pineapple thing. Yeah. I've been to Honolulu. I've never heard it called that. Number two, which city is, and this is their catchphrase, I imagine, where Florida begins? Wow, who knew? Which city's statement is where Florida begins? When you drive into Norwich, my hometown, there's a sign, well, whichever road you come, there's a few roads you can come into Norwich from, but it says, big white sign. I've taken pictures of it before, I think, and put it on the show blog, because it's just a real thing in Norwich. But it says, "Welcome to Norwich, a fine city." But we always say, "A fine city." And we don't use the word city, but we use a word that rhymes with that. Yes, a fine.
Well, I'm not a big Florida geography person. So
me neither.
I'm going to go with Seaside, Florida.
Seaside? Nah. And Nick put this on here because this is currently the theme of our show for the last 6 months or so.
I think permanently by now.
Jacksonville, of course, home of one famous Florida man, Kyle, a.k.a. my soulmate. AKA
soulmate status now.
Yeah. We had sushi together apart last week. Yeah. We're on the same Hulu account with Nick. We're in a thruple. It's very romantic. All right, number three. Which central Texas city is called the Red Poppy Capital of Texas?
Oh, that's the town I live in. So Georgetown, Texas.
Wow, well done. I didn't know that. Are there lots of poppies up there, Ben?
Well, we have this big festival that goes on once a year.
And
it's pretty big. It's a big weekend thing.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people come to it. So.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Maybe I'll go this year.
That's where I always got my gun that would shoot rubber bands from. Because
we have
the little
carnival
and stuff. Yeah.
All right, Ben, hold on a sec. You got two correct. It was very good. And fun to know. We learned a little bit today, didn't we? It's always nice when you can educate yourself and the listeners.
What happened?
Ben got two right.
Good job, Ben.
Chose me. He's me, my man today.
What, man? Why? You're so desperate. What is up with you? I call a guy my guy and you immediately have
I like them to have the choice, Jason. You can't just force yourself on people. We had a discussion about your toxic masculinity yesterday.
Did
right?
we?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't make me.
You learned your lesson.
Don't Look, make me point out all your misogyny again today, all right?
I'll decide when we have had a discussion and when we have not, okay? I had no such discussion.
All right, number one. Which city's nickname?
What are we doing?
City nicknames. Did I not tell you?
City nicknames.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Or, you know, phrases or.
Sure.
You know, catchphrases, things
That's
like
fun.
That.
How could Nick angle this one against me? This doesn't seem outside of my wheelhouse.
Which city's nickname is the Big Pineapple?
Man, I almost had the premature evacuations and said the wrong thing, but I know the answer.
Well, I did, but when I asked Ben the question, I said, which city's nickname is the Big Apple?
That would, it's a different one. The Big Pineapple is Honolulu.
That's correct.
I almost just said Hawaii.
Did you ever get it, hear it get called that? I've never heard it being called that.
I mean, I guess never in practice, I've never gotten off the plane in Hawaii, and they say, welcome to the Big Pineapple.
That's how you show them that you're not a tourist. You just keep referring to it as the Big Pineapple.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. That guy's one of
he's
us.
A local.
As a non-tourist, I get to Hawaii, and I exit Honolulu immediately. Uh-huh. I stay on the windward side of the island,
oh,
guys.
I don't
mess around with the Honolulu
He doesn't
city
do
life.
Diamond Head Trail. He's more about going up to those pillboxes.
Just done with all of you tourist types out there in Waikiki. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Number two, which city is where Florida begins? That's their phrase, I imagine. Where Florida begins. It's no fine city, but...
Excuse me?
When you drive into Norwich, it says, well, the big white sign, it says, welcome to Norwich, a fine city.
It's fine.
Twinned with Rouen and Koblenz.
What?
You don't have a twin... Austin doesn't have a twin city?
I bet we do.
Google it.
Where Florida.
But it doesn't
begins.
Make any sense. They have this twin city program in Europe. And so Norwich is twinned with Rouen and Koblenz. And that means there's three
I
of them.
I feel like you're doing a Game of Thrones recap right now. okay. Where Florida begins.
Yes.
So it's got to be one of them upper cities, right?
One of those uppity cities.
Are you doing a Florida Man Kyle thing here? Is it Jacksonville? That wouldn't be where it begins. Jacksonville is over on that side still. So is it Tampa? Tampa's
Are
on
we
the,
twinned with anyone?
Tampa's
Nick?
On the inside.
We've got
over
lots
there.
Of them, apparently.
See, how can we have lots of twins?
Austin has twin cities. Portland?
Most notable is Lima, Peru.
What?
Because we're basic bitches.
Hang on, Lima, Peru is a basic bitch city?
That's where like Machu Picchu is, right? That's what's on everybody's...
Machu Picchu is in Machu Picchu.
Well, but it's...
Lima is the city.
It's right there, right?
I don't know if it's right there. I think... Pretty sure you have to walk to Machu Picchu.
Mm. Take a look.
Oh, my God! I don't care!
Did you hear earlier last year, I think he was a Japanese tourist, went to Peru to walk the Machu Picchu Trail, and they'd closed it, which I think they'd started to do anyway because of the epidemic of pictures of men on their Bumble profile at Machu Picchu.
Yeah, it's just the men doing that. Totally.
Yeah. Wait, do women do it too?
Yes.
Well, I don't see women's profiles.
I feel like that's on the terms of service of Bumble.
They closed a trail because of Bumble?
No, that was the joke, Jason.
Oh, my bad.
But they closed all of the touristy things, and this guy was stuck there for like 3 months or something before he could go back to Japan, so they actually opened it just for him to let him do the trail.
That's awesome.
It was a very cool story, before they sent him home.
I don't feel great about this because it's also...
I've always wanted to go, but now I can't.
I have that same dream about Six Flags.
Now I can't. It's like I really do enjoy salted caramel lattes from Starbucks. What is my name? Karen? I can't get one of those ever again.
It's also the capital, which seems like that would be in their nickname. But
I also have a pair of Uggs at home.
Right,
do I dare wear the house and leave them out of the house? No.
Tallahassee is my answer.
That's wrong. Yeah, Nick did a thing.
It's Jacksonville?
It's Jacksonville.
Okay.
Florida Man Kyle, did you know you live where Florida begins?
I mean, it's got to be like if you're coming from Alabama, you've gone through hours of Florida before you get to Jacksonville.
Well, I guess they've just said we begin because
like,
they're at the north.
The real Florida begins over here.
Wait, that's what I'm assuming.
I don't know. I don't know. Why is Norwich a fine city? Why does it have two twins? That would make them triplets, right?
Austin has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
That's more than Octomom.
14 sister cities, but then just three friendship cities.
Oh. So
like, we're not sisters.
They call them sister cities?
Yeah.
Okay, you can have 10 sisters,
mm-hmm.
but they've only got three friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who are their friends?
Siem Reap, Cambodia, Tuaken, Mexico, and Villefranche-sur-Mer, France.
Wow. Villefranche?
Sure.
All right, Jason.
That's why I just said Lima, Peru for the sister city. I'm not listening to the other ones.
I know. I want to hear some of the other ones.
Gwangyang, Korea.
This is almost as fun as listening to Jason try
Angers,
and pronounce
France.
Things. What? Angers?
Yeah. A-N-G-E-R-S. The London Borough of Hackney.
Borough.
Sure.
Hackney?
Yeah.
My God. Hackney used to be where they'd put razor blades in the slides in the playgrounds.
Blinders.
Right, it used to be one of the roughest areas of London, but Hackney now.
Toughen up those kids.
Now, Hackney now is like Shoreditch, which is like the hipster part of London. So that makes sense that Austin is twinned with Hackney.
My favorite part of London is that place that serves a burger with a wing pinned to the top of it. That place is awesome.
Yeah, cultural mecca.
Yeah, there. Yeah, yeah.
Jason, number three. Which Central Texas city? This is tied up here. Is the red poppy capital of Texas? Why you gotta put the red there? Aren't poppies just inherently red?
I think they focus on the red ones.
The red poppy capital of Texas?
You know, I got a poppy on my arm right here.
I was just gonna say, what's a red poppy?
That's a poppy.
That's that?
That's two poppies. Yeah, in England, we wear poppies for Remembrance Day. In fact, lots of people wear poppies year round.
Okay.
We respect our vets.
Okay.
Don't they get you high?
Who have died. That's where you get the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Elaine failed that drug test once, remember? Because of the bagel.
So we get the hair
poppy
on.
Seeds. Mm-hmm. All right. It's got to be one of those places that...
it's where Dorothy and all that fell asleep, right? In the poppy field?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boring people go just to look at things.
Oh, like you did when you were in Hawaii and you went and sat in that field of flowers, you basic bitch. Did you have your Uggs and your Starbucks then, Jason?
I was there for like 3.5 minutes.
Nick,
take it
I
easy.
Wished so, because we drove by there every day. We were staying in a little
What's
condo that was
That's
right,
a
on,
big ass
that was
field
right
of
on the beach.
Why do you hate beauty?
And you had to drive by it to go to the gym, to eat, to the supermarket, anywhere. Like, so it was just the in and out road. And every day we're like, look at these dummies. It's tourists. And then Jason's like, yeah, my mom made me go and sit in the field and take some pictures in the flowers.
It's not like going to the gym in Hawaii. I guess that's how you should spend your time in Hawaii.
Did she make you wear a bow tie as well in those little pictures?
No.
Matching gingham pants and shirt.
Little sailor suit.
Little suit. Oh, like the blue one he had when he was a kid.
I'm going to go Wimberley, Texas.
Oh, no. It's actually Georgetown. And you know what? The listener knew, Ben knew, because that's where he lives.
Hmm.
And it says,
oh, that's how this is. I see.
Yeah.
So Ben just provided this topic. You sneak him in the back. I see what you've done.
Yeah.
No, we didn't know that. But Jason.
You thought he was your guy.
If you're interested.
I am not. I promise I'm not.
The Georgetown Poppy Festival is April the 23rd to the 25th. I'm going to go to there.
Hey, about that. Ben, you win. Congratulations, buddy.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.